Meditation 4.5 Mindful Stretches. This is a guided meditation in which we'll be doing some simple stretches. We'll be focusing on cultivating non-judgmental awareness to the body as it moves in a very gentle way. So it's not a matter of success or failure. It's not even about getting fit. It's more a sense of discovery, curiosity about what sensations are arising in our body from moment to moment, and how we're reacting to these sensations. So we're finding the right balance between effort and exploration, experimenting with the eyes closed sometimes, sometimes keeping the eyes open. Remembering that it's very important to be gentle with yourself as you do these stretches. So, looking after yourself during the movement and letting the wisdom of your body decide what is okay for you, how far to go with any stretch, and for how long to hold it. If you have any physical problems with your body at the moment, then do consult your physician or physical therapist before embarking on even these simple stretches. But however things are for you, feeling free to remain still and imagining making the movement, or to move only very slightly at any time, cultivating awareness of the body just as it is, whether at rest or in movement. And now, choosing whether to do these stretches standing or sitting down, either is fine. If you're standing, placing your feet about a hip's width apart, with the knees unlocked so that the legs can bend slightly, the arms can simply hang by your sides. And now, whether sitting or standing, feeling the contact with the ground, coming to focus on the sense of the body as a whole, shoulders dropped and relaxed, with the head up, so that your body has a sense of dignity and presence, but without being stiff. Noticing the range of sensations in the body as you sit or stand here, breathing. And then, when you're ready, beginning on an in-breath, moving the arms up to the side of your body, slowly up past the shoulders and above your head, keeping them here above your head with the palms facing each other. What sensations do you notice in the body right now, from the feet and the legs up through the back, shoulders, into the arms and hands and the fingers? There may be tingling, pulsing, tightness maybe. And whatever sensations are most prominent, notice the feeling tone of the sensations. Pleasant, unpleasant, or somewhere in between. And if there's any sense of tension or discomfort in any moment, opening to this by saying, it's okay not to like this. Opening. Softening. Allowing as best you can. And then on an out-breath, releasing the stretch, taking time to let the arms come down, so you can stay open to the whole range of sensations as you move, and the feeling tone of the sensations too. Until the arms come to rest by your sides. And then, noticing the after effects of the stretch. If your eyes haven't been closed up till now, maybe closing them at this point and tuning into the sensations in your body. What's the feeling tone of the sensations? you become aware of any areas of pleasantness in the body, allowing the pleasantness, saying, "It's okay to like this." And now, when you're ready, beginning on an in-breath, stretching up with the right hand, just the right hand, above your head, as if you were picking a piece of fruit from a tree and it was just out of reach, so you're stretching up with the right hand, gazing beyond the hand if you choose. Noticing the stretch down your right arm, the right armpit, down the right side of the body, and noticing the tonality of these sensations, any sense of liking or disliking that arises as you stretch in this way. And if it's hard to notice any sense of liking or disliking, then that's okay too, allowing that to be just as it is. And then, beginning on an out-breath, letting the right arm slowly come down until it comes to rest at the side of your body. And once again, letting your eyes close and tuning into the sensations in the body, noticing the after effects of the stretch, any tingling, temperature, pulsing, embracing all the sensations that may be here. Noticing if the feeling is pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Allowing the feeling tones of these after effects. So if it's pleasant, saying, "It's okay to like this." And if it's unpleasant, saying, "It's okay not to like this." And then, on an in-breath, stretching up with the left hand towards this imaginary fruit that's just out of reach. Noticing once again the effects of this stretch in the body. And when you notice any sensations here, tuning into the tonality, pleasant, unpleasant, or somewhere in between. Noticing your boundaries here, not pushing beyond anything. Finding a comfortable edge for yourself with kindness. And then on an out-breath, letting the arm come down, noticing the sensations of movement as it comes down, slowly, very slowly, to rest by the side of the body. And simply staying here in this posture, breathing, and tuning into the after effects of having explored this movement. What sensations are most prominent now? And what's the feeling tone of the sensations? And whether they are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, allowing them as best you can. Noticing any tendency to react by wanting to hold on to what's pleasant, to push away what's unpleasant, or to tune out of what's neutral. Seeing these reactions clearly and their feeling tone, knowing that they're natural too. It's okay. And when you're ready, moving the feet a little further apart and placing your hands on your hips to support the body, then on an out-breath, allowing the shoulders to move to the left so the body forms a curve towards the left side. And noticing the stretch on the right side of the body, how does this feel? And where do you notice the sensations? Are they mostly on one side? The front of the body or the back? Noticing the quality of your breath. Does it differ from one side to the other side of the body? What's the tonality of these sensations? Pleasant, unpleasant, or neither? And then when you're ready, on an in-breath, coming back into the central position. Remaining here for a moment, seeing if it's possible to become aware, as if for the first time, of your sense of balance, just through moving to one side and back to centre as you've done. Then on an out-breath, with hands still on hips for support, moving the upper body to form a curve that extends sideways to the right. So now the stretch is on the left side of the body. And noticing what this feels like. What's the tonality of the sensations right now? Pleasant, unpleasant, or neither? As best you can, opening to whatever's here. Befriending the body, saying to yourself, it's okay. And then on an in-breath, coming back to the central position, allowing your arms to come away from the hips, moving the feet back so that they are once again about a hip's width apart, shoulders relaxed, head up, breathing. Awareness of all the sensations here in your body as you sit or stand here. Allowing them to be just as they are, as best you can. At this point, if you've been standing, feel free to change to a sitting posture. Taking a moment now to find a chair or a stool or a cushion, settling in here. And now let's move the shoulders. First, moving the shoulders up, as if they want to cover your ears. Not straining too hard, but remaining here for a little while to explore these sensations and the feeling tone of the sensations. What's here right now as your shoulders are up? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Is anything changing? The sensations themselves or the tonality of sensations? Breathing with the sensations if you choose. Then, at a certain point, moving the shoulders back as if the shoulder blades wanted to touch behind your back. And again, without overstretching, remaining in this position long enough to register the sensations and the feeling tone of what's here. Allowing the tonality to be felt, responding to anything pleasant by saying inwardly, it's okay to like this, and responding to anything unpleasant by saying inwardly, it's okay not to like this. In this way, relaxing into the stretch as it is, breathing. Then, when you're ready, letting the shoulders drop completely and remaining here for a few moments as you notice the sensations as if for the very first time. What's here? Perhaps noticing any slight movements in the shoulders as you breathe. and how tension sometimes dissolves a little on the out-breath. Now, letting the shoulders go forward as if they wanted to touch in front of your body. Tuning into the sensations as they come and go in this posture, and the tonality as well. Liking or disliking. Opening to it all. And now, if you wish, putting these four movements together into a very slow roll of the shoulders. Up, back, down, and forward. And doing this in your own rhythm and pace, so you can track any change in sensations that the movement is creating, and any change in the sense of pleasantness or unpleasantness that might also arise. Noticing the changing landscape of sensations as you move, and any moving towards the pleasant or away from the unpleasant. Then at a certain point, rolling the shoulders in the other direction. They don't need to be big movements, letting the shoulders roll very slowly, being open to the sensations and how they feel to you moment by moment. The felt sense of pleasantness or unpleasantness. Here. Now. And then coming to rest, and simply being here. Noticing the after effects of these stretches along with the sensations of the feet on the floor and the breath moving in the body. And as best you can, letting the body be just as it is. A sense of coming home to the body, however it is. A sense of friendliness towards the body. And for the last few moments of the practice, becoming aware of the tonality of mindfulness itself. How does this awareness feel? This friendly awareness towards your body? And remembering that awareness of the body is available to you at any moment as you move through the day, allowing you to feel grounded, balanced, and to cultivate a sense in that very moment of accepting yourself just as you are.